Come on, Mrs. Oldfield, hurry up.
I'm going as fast as these old legs can carry me.
Oh, you're slower than the Queen Mother. Why did they get you to go for blankets?
Well, you told me to take it easy, so it's either get the blankets or drag that whale out to sea. Which would you recommend, oh omnipotent district nurse?
Oh, put a cork in it.
You're a feisty wee lass tonight. I saw you getting toy with Marta. What was that all about?
He's like you, can't keep his mouth shut. Telling Mike how to live his life, calling that whale in? Oh. And God knows what he said to upset Philip.
Oh, did he upset Philip? Oh, dear. Maybe he knows more than he let on.
Will you stop dragging the chain?
Oh, don't worry, I'm right behind you.
You given up on the whale, Philip?
I've been sacked. I was a wee bit rough.
I hope I did the right thing telling you about your mother.
Yes, you did. Don't even question that.
Is there something else?
Yeah. Why didn't you go to the police?
You've been away too long, boy. Things were different back then for us Māori.
Yeah, but surely if you'd come forward, they would've...
I would have been arrested for the murder of your mother.
Well, what exactly were you doing up there in the first place?
Now you sound like a cop. I was getting kai, checking on my pigeon traps.
You were poaching on our land.
I'm afraid so, officer. It's not like you guys are going to eat them.
So you were trespassing, poaching, and then you were the only witness to a violent death.
And I was a young Māori man. You do the maths on that.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
When I got to her, she was still alive. She made me promise never to tell what I saw. And I broke that promise tonight.
Why? Why did you break it?
I could see the pain you were in.
Thanks, Marta. I do appreciate it.
Mr. Tyson, I was wondering when you're going to make your presence known.
How did you know?
You walk too heavily on Mother Earth.
Have you seen Clive Moody?
Many times.
I mean tonight.
Well, maybe he's gone healing. It's a nice night for it.
You're not much help.
It's a skill. You're not going to help save the whale, Mr. Tyson.
Yes, some other time.
Oh, I'm all out of breath. You walk too fast.
We were told to hurry. Look, I'll get the blankets from the closet upstairs. You check the office.
Hello. I'm in a marathon.
Bloody hell, wait till I get my hands on that Tyson.
Frank, you in there? What have you got that gun for?
None of your business.
What's all that money?
It's my superannuation.
Oh, Frank, you're up to no good. Oh,
piss off, will you? What do you want anyway?
I'm helping with the whale. I just came in for the blankets.
Fine, fine, take them and get out.
You know what, Frank? You should watch how you talk to people. You're going to need a friend someday soon. You've got a few problems on the home front, haven't you?
What? Philip? I can handle him.
Oh, you take him for granted. You know, he wants to know how his mother came to fall off that balcony.
What? Look, you better not be stirring that up again. I was cleared in the police investigation.
Yeah, well, you had friends in those days, Frank. Where are they now?
Sorry to interrupt, I'm looking for Clive Moody.
Well, I'm looking for you. Look, you must think I'm a real sucker. This cash is fake here. What kind of stunt do you think you're pulling?
I should go.
I may have underestimated you.
You're not wrong there, mate.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. You have to stay.
Oh, my God, it's got to go. No, look.
Take it easy.
It's too bad you had to find out about that money. I was planning an accident for our hunting trip tomorrow, but now I'll have to bring my schedule forward.
No, look. Don't you do anything stupid.
I never do. Sorry about this, Frank, and, ma'am.
Oh, you son of a bitch! How dare you!
I got to eat it!
Shut up, bitch!
Thank you.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.